And welcome back. I am talking. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I think your headset's
dead. Gary can
dead.
Hear me. I can't hear myself.
Oh, wow. But you're on the air.
Jay
you're
can't
on.
Hear me. Rosie can't hear me.
Hopefully you're hearing us.
But you hear Jay, too? All right. So I don't know that...
Let's have a show.
Trust me. Trust me. You're on the air.
And we couldn't hear that, Gary, whatever you said. So welcome back. It's Rosie on the house. I'm going to take these off because it's...
Yeah.
Then I can at least hear Jay.
Yeah.
Because with the headphones on, I can't hear you.
There you go.
Without audio
That's
in it.
Better.
So,
yeah.
We're trying to... We'll get it figured out. And I see Aunt Karen's called in. What's her question? Oh, it doesn't matter because I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's right.
You'd have to come in here and tell us.
Hand signals. She wanted. Can you send up a smoke signal for us?
We're going to...
Go back to sticky notes like we did in 1988.
Yeah, exactly. Rosie and I remember that.
Yeah.
You'd walk in with five questions on sticky notes. Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
That was the first job I had. It was running the sticky notes in from the engineer into
That's right.
Rosie's room.
Right.
But Karen has called in and wants to know about weeding, which is a great topic because I've got the best thing I've invested in to control the weeds at our house was a 30-gallon tank on wheels that you just hook up to the back of your quad, pour your weed killer in it, mix it with water, and then it took like a $35 landscape battery, and you just plug it on, turn it on, and I mean it shoots a good 30 feet, and you can adjust the spray and just driving around and hitting. Mm-hmm. Spot treating it, and you can do a spray on the back. I haven't found a lot of success with that, just because the nozzles are probably, I don't know, knee height above the ground,
mm-hmm.
and it always just seems to be windy enough that.
Well, and then you're limited as to where you can drive.
True. Yeah.
That too. So if you can't get to that
city lot,
spot
would be
there.
Tough.
Yeah, and so for most people on a city lot, a good pump up. 1 to 3 gallon tank sprayer is very sufficient. Just, if you'll clean them out good when you're done, soap and water 3 or 4 times, rinse it out good, spray some through the nozzle. You can use those for a number of different products without any problem. Of course, ideally, if you'll apply pre-emergent, and Gary was talking off the air before we came on about pre-emergent application, that's coming up anytime about now. In fact, thinking maybe hopefully keep our fingers crossed we get a little rain midweek. This would be a great time. I'm thinking about getting that on this weekend so it gets rained in, because you have to water in pre-emergent herbicides.
Well, as long as you're going to get the spreader out and everything, you're not that far from my house.
Yeah. That's right.
I can whip up a batch of lemonade.
There you go. I've got a daughter's I've got to go do too. So her front yard looks like she could turn some goats out in it. We're gonna go at least get pre-emergent on it so it doesn't keep getting worse. She had some people come by the other day that offered to weed her front lawn. She goes, "I'm not sure why I turned them down." I said, "Well, I'm not sure why you did either."
Yeah,
so weeding can be done with sprays. You can spray it and kill it. Then you still have to get rid of the weeds. I mean, then you have dead weeds. So right now you have green stuff. If you're going to spray it and kill it, it's going to be dead. It doesn't go away. In fact, it might look worse for a while till you get out there physically with a hoe or a hula hoe or something, or at least knock them down. So if you can prevent any of that from coming up, that's the best recourse, is pre-emergent. Once you have weeds that have emerged, then you have the option to hula hoe them, weed them, pull them, or
burn them,
get a goat, or spray them. Most cities will cite you if you don't take care of your weeds. Code enforcement. So stay on it. And if you're going to spray them, then they're much easier to control when they're little. And then that also, if you catch them little enough and you spray them and burn them up, sometimes you don't have to hoe them. They'll be small enough and dry enough, they'll just kind of go away.
And your product application if you're spraying goes a long way if you're getting them when they're just little.
Well, yeah, you don't have near as much surface area on the leaves to spray. If you're spraying gravel areas, then you also have different choices of what kind of product to buy. It's when we have weeds that are in lawn or even green weeds in a dormant Bermuda lawn, you have to be a little careful as to what products you're using so you don't damage your lawn. But yeah, I'm a big advocate of pre-emergent herbicides because they certainly save you lots of time and work. But you have to do them a couple, three times a year to get 100% effectiveness.
And year over year over year.
Yeah. They last 3 to 6 months depending on the product, how heavy you apply it, how much rainfall we get, that sort of thing.
And I have done the goat thing, but I mean, unless...
I was somewhat tongue-in-cheek with that, but yeah, in your case, I guess you can. But they'll eat everything. They'll eat the bark
the
off your trees. They don't care. You know, so there's some downside to that as well.
They are masterful escape artists, and they have killed multiple trees eating the bark off of them.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question about pre-emergent in my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a section that's winter lawn. I've got a section that's just dormant.
Okay.
But I don't want that... weed to start. Of course, I don't want spurge to start at all.
Right.
I'm going to start pre-emerging my lawn now.
Yep.
Now, when I start sprinklering that, how long can I expect pre-emergent to hold its barrier when it's getting hit with an inch of water sprinkler once a week?
Yeah, and it depends a little bit. You can vary the amounts you put on per square foot or per 100 square feet to get different lengths of effectiveness. But I would figure in turf, probably three months rather than 6 months.
Okay. All right. Very good.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've addressed weeding. Well, did that answer your question, Karen, or was there more to it? Something about a very specific type of weed you were looking for?
What I want to ask, I heard him say burn, and that I know my neighbor across the street did the rosy thing and actually got out there with a blowtorch and did his whole lawn.
Smart neighbor.
You know, it occurred to me that, huh?
A smart neighbor you got.
I'm thinking of doing that. I'm thinking of hitting these weeds with a blowtorch.
Sure. Well, it's more fun.
It's organic.
Yeah, it's all organic.
it is organic. That's what appeals to me.
I'll loan you my flame. I'll loan you my flamethrower.
Okay, I got it. And then,
let's back up. Let's back up to the. Let's back up to the burning thing. Whoa, 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 whoa. So be careful on. You know, if they're, I've done this and I've made this mistake. Is if you've got some big weeds and you remember it can turn into a little bit of a fire if they're pretty big. So make sure if you're going to burn, they need to be little.
No.
Okay.
No problem. I'm just wearing out, pulling them out by hand.
Oh, that's a fool's errand there.
Well, thank you. And will pre-emergent, will it get down to the bottom on St. Augustine? Will it get to the ground with that thick?
You have to apply enough moisture to get it down there, but you can't. Yeah, eventually it will. Yep.
Okay. Those two things help me very much.
All right. You're welcome.
And when we do weed burning, a lot of times we'll watch for rain and do it shortly afterwards if they're larger when everything's wet, but... We did a lot of weed burning, and it's just a torch you hook up to a propane tank, and it's very effective. And it sounds like that's dangerous, but it's really
no. I'm somewhat kidding, but not kidding. I have
you gotta throw that disclaimer in there.
I have set some pretty large weeds on fire and they were maybe just a little drier than they should have been. But
there's an unnamed friend who has a hard hat with two beverage container holders that are attached to a straw that he wears in doing yard work. And he was burning weeds this particular day with two full refreshments going.
Oh.
And about a half hour into the deal, he turned around and the eaves of his home, the overhang, was on fire.
Oh, yeah. You also might lose the cognitive ability to recognize what's a weed and what's a desirable plant.
That's
you
right.
get a little carried away burning stuff up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Be careful.
Next, we've got Lucille, who would like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I was listening to John about the farmer fertilizing pellets, and I have a 50-year-old citrus tree, and I water it by soaker, and I was wondering how you would apply those pellets in that case.
By soaker, you mean like a soaker hose that's just...
A soaker hose that I
just
run
oozes
three or four, maybe a couple of days to get the water clear down.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Great. Good job. Way to water. Well, you can put the pellets in as long as that moisture is making contact with those pellets. They will dissolve in time. So, if you know, just make sure you're putting the pellets in an area that soaker hose, you know, is getting moisture to the soil. They'll sit on top of the soil. As that soil gets moist, they'll start dissolving the pellet. Should be fine.
Get in or anything like that. I've been using the spikes, and I don't think that the fertilizer is that great.
The problem with the spikes are the fact that it's hard really to get a cylinder or a, you know, like a little nail, so to speak, an enlarged nail of compressed fertilizer that you pound into the ground to dissolve evenly between each spike. So if you put five or six around the tree, to expect those to cover yet adequately. They work. It's probably not the most effective way to get the entire root zone of the tree to absorb some nutrients.
Job's Tree Spikes, I remember
that. Job's was the company that I guess they're still around that made those. Yeah, that's right.